Well, that was Steve Bailey's big drive home on the BBC. It's been an incredible journey, and one that's seen us follow some of the biggest stories of a generation. From the flood disasters of 2007...
Hopton is completely cut off from Merfield. All three bridges are flooded.
All everyone is hoping for is that the floodwaters don't rise any further.
It were coming in through next door, around there, and then it was just a constant battle trying to keep it down.
With the tales of real community spirit it generated.
There's two lovely young men in tractors, Ben and Edward Chapelow from Calder Farm in Merfield.
Yeah.
And they are ferrying people from the Hopton side of the bridges through 3-4 foot of water to the Merfield side.
From the disappearance and eventual recovery of Shannon Matthews in 2008 and the conviction of those responsible, to the global recession which hit West Yorkshire so very hard in 2009.
Signing on is the most degrading, meaningless, awful experience anybody can ever go through.
And the multiple Bradford murders that came to light in 2010, along with several high-profile shootings.
This is the grassy riverbank where Raoul Moat was finally cornered by armed police on Friday night. Few here will ever forget the terror and drama of one of this country's biggest ever manhunts.
We've covered closely the international events as well, including the election of America's first black president.
I've seen grown men cry, Steve. For a black man to enter the front door of the White House was unthinkable when Barack Obama was born in the early 60s, at times when members of the black community, many of them, didn't even have the vote.
We've heard the stories of some truly inspirational guests.
My old bullet went straight through my face. It cracked the side of my head. It just felt like I'd been smacked on the side of the head really, really hard. Basically because we had to get out of the killing zone. I'd opened my own airway because obviously that had collapsed. I was struggling to breathe. Well, sort of my airway, I just put my thumb in my mouth and held my palate up.
Before, when I had two arms, all I used to do was ride my motorbike, go to college. I was trained to be a motor mechanic. And basically that was my life. I didn't go out, didn't do anything. So once I'd lost a right arm, I thought, well, how am I going to replace my motorbike? I need to do something. And really, it gave me a bit of a kick up the arse and made me want to do everything.
We've listened to the stories of those who've experienced and overcome great adversity.
There was an apology of a man fighting with the dogs and cows for a few scraps of food. And this man had only one leg, the other hand and the other leg was paralysed.
When you're diagnosed with breast cancer, it's a very numbing feeling. The thought of losing a breast is just very, very upsetting, to say the least.
I was on a resupply mission in Afghanistan when hit a mine, burnt my back, shattered both legs, ankles, feet, broke my jaw and my cheekbone. It's just shocking, really.
After the second wave, I saw my mum. Unfortunately, she died, and I sort of tried to revive her, but it wasn't going to happen. And another wave came and I didn't see her body again.
I walked in with my wife, and men are supposed to be strong, and I burst into tears. It was my baby in there. I was the one with tissues. It's your baby lying there.
I can remember very definitely on the way down, you don't panic because that's useless. As I came up to the ground, I just remember thinking this is going to hurt. And then I just remember a terrific slam. No pain, and I had a 3-kilometre airfield to land on, and I landed on the runway. And it wasn't till about 6 weeks later, I remember saying to my friend, when I get out of here, I'm going to have a shower. The first thing I'm going to do is have a shower because I feel really riffy. And he said, you'll never walk again, Pen.
And we've held the powerful to account.
We are extremely sorry that this has happened. We have tightened up our procedures to ensure that every image that is made available on our print sale site is checked individually to make sure that we don't ever put up an image like this again.
We've celebrated historic sporting achievements.
Yeah, we're very honoured and to have won it. And it was a mammoth game. And you know, most of the players I've spoken to have said that's the hardest grand final they've ever played. And then three in a row. Thank you for your support. And to our Rhino supporters, yeah, thank you so much for supporting us.
Managed to mingle with the rich and famous.
Do you get fed up when people keep referring to you as Mr. Darcy?
No, you know what? You can't. It's like being fed up with the colour of the pavement. You just, it's there, you know. I'm so used to it.
and laughed with the best of them.
So looking at the middle bit here, you've got front blues, rear blues, alley left, alley right. Those are interesting. What are those?
You can actually drive down a road with a spotlight on to actually look down, as it would suggest, down alleyways, ginnels, things like that, when you're doing searches.
I see. And power?
That switches it on and off.
Great!
I've got a job for you, because we are also looking for elves. Have you still got those pointed ears?
I have.
Yeah, they seem perfect.
Pointed ears and a big nose, I have. And one eyebrow, Christopher.
Only one?
Only one.
What happened to the other one?
It goes all the way across.
And we've been out more than any other show in West Yorkshire. Monday, live from a boat in the middle of a lake near Wakefield.
Very bizarre.
Tuesday, interviewing people like Jack Straw.
The opening words on Radio Leeds on its very first morning were, "I think that Radio Leeds is a bloody waste of time."
Wednesday, adopt a train and do the show from it for 3 hours. Thursday, broadcast live from the middle of a farm near Guiseley.
No, a goat's loose. Oh, no.
Friday, do the show from the top of a 1,084-foot-high tower.
And here we are, literally outside Emily Moore transmitter on top of the roof.
But you know what? All that would have been for nothing if you hadn't have continued to support us by listening and contributing to the programme. And so from all of us here on Steve Bailey's Big Drive Home, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. So sincerely, thank you for making the show what it was. Take care.